Okay. We're continuing today our series on the Psalms. We asked people in the beginning of August, we begin to read together one psalm a day, and we give the message on one of those. So today we're going to do a little bit different. That is, we're going to pick up a theme from, it comes up in Psalm 46, Psalm 57, and Psalm 62. Comes up in many psalms. That is, God is our refuge. God is our refuge. God is our shelter. Okay, that's our theme this morning. And we ask Brother Andre to, he's going to read for us. Right. Okay.
Amen, brother.
Okay. Okay. Good morning. My name is Andre, and this is my beautiful spouse, Margareta. I guess most of them, you know her. Okay, we came to Canada 15 years ago with our two children from Romania, an East European country. And being newcomers in a foreign country is never easy. Some of them, you know that. They have been blessings and hurdles as also, but during these 15 years, God has been our refuge, our rock, and our salvation, because we put our trust in Him. Amen. Yes.
Amen. Amen.
10 years ago, a friend from Romania came to see his brother here in Toronto, and he wanted to meet the local church. So he found the address online, and we came to this location, this hall, and here, surprise, there were the Chinese-speaking brothers here. So we went in, we sit on the first row, and we couldn't understand anything. So Brother David came to us, and he said, "I suppose you don't understand anything. Let me show you where the English-speaking brothers meet." So he guided us to the Gretna location. Maybe you know that location too, right? And there we met Nigel. And well, he introduced us to the church. Then we joined the church. We started having Bible studies. And it started a wonderful friendship with Nigel and Shirley. And we enjoy being with you, being part of this family. And we want to express our gratitude to God for His blessings, for the grace that He showed to us.
Amen.
And we will continue to trust Him for our lives.
Amen.
And now the readings. Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not be afraid, though the earth trembles and the mountains topple into the depths of the seas, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with its turmoil. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold.
Amen.
And Psalm 57. Be gracious to me, God. Be gracious to me, for I take refuge in you. I will seek refuge in the shadow of your wings until danger passes. I call to God Most High, to God who fulfills His purpose for me. He reaches down from heaven and saves me, challenging the one who tramples me. God sends His faithful love and truth. I am surrounded by lions. I lie down with those who devour men. Their teeth are spears and arrows. Their tongues are sharp as swords. God, be exalted above the heavens. Let your glory be over the whole earth.
Amen.
And Psalm 62. I am at rest in God alone. My salvation comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will never be shaken. How long will you threaten a man? Will all your attack as if he were a leaning wall or a tottering stone fence? The only plan to bring him down from his high position. They take pleasure in lying. They bless with their mouths, but they curse inwardly. Rest in God alone, my soul, for my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. I will not be shaken. My salvation and glory depend on God, my strong rock. My refuge is in God. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour all out your hearts before him. God is our refuge. Men are only a vapor. Exalted men, an illusion. Weight in the scales they go up. Together they are less than a vapor. Place no trust in oppression or false hope in robbery. If wealth increases, do not set your heart on it. God has spoken once. I have heard this twice. Strength belongs to God, and faithful love belongs to you, Lord, for you repay each according to his works. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, brother. Amen. Amen. Okay? God is our refuge. God is our refuge. God is our refuge. God is our shelter. God is our safe place. God is our security. This is a theme, comes up often. In the Old Testament, comes up that word refuge comes up 94 times. It comes up 44 times in the Psalms. So if you've been reading through, it comes up often, and it comes up in each of the Psalms we read, that Andre read for us this morning. God is our refuge. This is something significant in the Bible. It's significant in the history and in the history of the Jewish people. Today, this period is a festival, right? And a number of us realize a number of festivals coincide right now. Number one, this is Thanksgiving. Number two, this is Chinese Moon Festival. Mid-autumn harvest festival, whatever. Okay, it's an Asian festival. Number three, you may not be aware, this is Sukkot. Happy Sukkot. In Israel, and among the Jewish people, this time is the time of the Feast of Tabernacles. From October this year, October the 4th to October 11th. So we're right in the middle, 1 week festival called the Feast of Tabernacles, Sukkot. And it's got a number of meanings to it. One aspect is this, a scholar tells us this. What's the significance? Once a year, this is written by a Jewish scholar. Once a year, during the holiday of Sukkot, Jews live in shelters. Serious Jews, live in shelters, temporary structures, flimsy and vulnerable. They are told to take branches from trees like willows, palm trees, palm leaves, and make a shelter outside their house, right? So they live for 7 days in that shelter. So if you were, think about it. I think this is interesting. If you, and in Toronto there are a number of serious Jews, they are, during this week, they're living outside. They eat outside, sleep outside. Right? They set up a little temporary structure like maybe that, either in your backyard. Think about it. You set it up in your backyard, or you set it up on your balcony of your apartment, and you eat there. You live there. You sleep there. How do you like that? Think about it. Now your kids might enjoy it the first night. You're in your backyard. You might get visitors, a few raccoons, maybe a skunk. I think you would have an interesting night. The Jews do that. Why do they do that? This writer says this. This is to remind us that there's only one true shelter in life. We leave the security of our homes, the solid structure of our house, our apartment, our condo, and we live outside in a more vulnerable place, more exposed to the elements, to remind us that our real security, our real shelter in this life is from God. That God is our refuge. God is our real shelter. God is our real security in life. It's interesting. It is to Him we should go for protection, for refuge, shelter in the midst of the chaos of life. Think about that. So, you know, so we, as also God's people, we're not doing Feast of Tabernacles, but let's be reminded it's a good time. This is the right time for you and I to be reminded that God is our refuge. God is our shelter. God is our protection. God's our security in this life. Okay? Number two reason it's good to... We read Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the mountains crumble and crash into the sea, though the waters roar and foam, yet we're secure because God is our refuge. God is our fortress. God, the God of Jacob, is our fortress, our stronghold. God is our refuge. God is our fortress. Martin Luther wrote a hymn based on this psalm. And it's interesting. This is the right time. You know, I just found out this week. Maybe some people realized already, you were aware already. It is exactly, almost exactly, 500 years since Martin Luther took a historic step. It was October the 31st, 1517. October the 31st, that is what, 3 weeks ahead from now. 500 years ago, half century ago, Martin Luther, professor at Wittenberg, went to the door of the castle church in Wittenberg and nailed his 95 theses, 95 statements to the door of that church. That is known as the starting point, the birthplace of the Reformation, the Protestant Reformation, right? Which affected, it affected, of course, society, it affected politics, and it more than that, it affected the course of Christian history and church history. Right? So it's significant. Many places they're having, you know, conferences, messages, because it's the 500th anniversary of Martin Luther, the launch of the Reformation. Martin Luther took a stand. He was one person who had a realization before God from the Bible that what the Bible said and what he saw, taught, and practiced around him did not coincide. And his realization is we need to stand and proclaim what the Bible says, what God says, that the word of God counts more than the word of man, and the word of God counts more than established tradition, even if it's been established over the course of 15 centuries. No, we stand on the word of God. That was his stand, and he was one man against a massive institution, against society, against the institutions or situation at that point. But he stood on the word of God, and that stand launched the Reformation, which still affects us today. Martin Luther was in the Psalms. He was in Romans and Galatians in the New Testament. And based on Psalm 46, he wrote a hymn. Ein Feister. What? I lost my word. Ein Feister. Sorry. Berg. Oh, okay. Ein Feister Borg. Est ist Gott. You got it? Ein Feister Borg. Est ist Gott. How's my German? Okay. A mighty fortress is our God. I think we have a slide, right? Right? If you can see it. English translation. A mighty fortress is our God. A mighty fortress is our God. A mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. A helper he amidst the flood of mortal ills prevailing. For still our ancient foe, that's Satan, does meet to work us woe. His power and are great and armed with cruel hate. On earth is not his equal. But our God is a mighty fortress. A mighty fortress. Luther's saying, his realization, you know, if this whole world, earth, is filled with devils, demons, dark forces, yet God is on our side, right? Because he's our fortress, he's our protection, and we stand in him. So he wrote this hymn, A Mighty Fortress. It's based on Psalm 46. That's the one we read. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. We don't fear because God, right? We're with God. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. The God of Jacob is our fortress. God is our fortress. Ein feister Borg ist Gott. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, we all learn a little German. Okay, so God is our refuge. God is our shelter. You think about the life of David, and David wrote a number of these psalms. David knew what it was, you know, to be chased away, to be on the most wanted list, to be a refugee, right? To be hunted down. And David knew what it was, how the insecurity and the need to find a place to hide. Many times he hid in caves and other places. That was his refuge physically. More than that, he realized God is my refuge. I don't just hide in a cave. I don't just hide physically. I depend on God. God is my refuge. Right? And he experienced that from the beginning of his life to the end of his life, right? I think I had the concept, and maybe you did too. Yeah, David had struggles when he was young, but then he became king and things were more smooth. Read the Psalms again. Throughout his life, David was dealing with different troubles, different challenges, and even at the end of life, he still realized, I need God as my refuge. So Psalm 71, the psalm of an old man, he's still saying, God, I need you as my refuge. So from the beginning of his life to the end of his life, he needed God. He felt he needed God as his refuge, and we do too. We need God as our security, our refuge. We need a refuge. Why do you need a refuge? Because there's trouble. Why do you need shelter? Because there's things threatening you. There's things generating fear, generating anxiety. If we don't have trouble, you don't need refuge that much. It's when you have trouble, difficulty, then you need a refuge. That's our need. Amen. We need refuge. And God is our refuge. Right? I had a little quote here. I think it's good. We need refuge when there's a threat, when there's trouble, when there's opposition, when there's enemies, when there's pressure, when there's stress, right? God is our refuge and strength. He's our helper in time of trouble, right? There's a man in the doorway, if you look closely. He's got a refuge, right? Okay. I had a quote here. I think it's good. There's a quote says, John Golden Gay said this. Because there's threat, there's trouble, that's when you need trust. That's when you need refuge. He says, trust implies some peril, some difficulty, some threat, some trouble. Trust implies some peril. Any fool can trust when there's no peril. If there's no danger, you can say, yeah, I trust. You got no problem. That's easy. It is harder when there's some threat, when there's insecurity, when there's anxiety. Then you realize you need help. You need a shelter. Let me ask you, do you have anxiety? Do you have anxiety? I think I wouldn't be surprised if all of us have anxiety. It may not be that big. It may not be that urgent. But I think all of us have some anxiety, right? Maybe it's kind of low-level anxiety. It's there. If you have a job, anxiety is there. If you have your finances, anxiety. Your house, anxiety. Your kids, anxiety. Your grandkids, anxiety. Right? When you were single, you were anxious for one. When you got married, you're anxious for two. When you have kids, you're anxious for more. Right? You have great grandkids, Hazel. You have more to be anxious about. Right? Think about it. Think about it. You have a job. You know, used to be in Canada, at least some sectors in this economy, you could get a lifetime job. You used to be, if you worked for Ford or GM, the auto manufacturers, Ford, GM, Chrysler, basically you had a lifetime job. Your father worked for Ford. He could get you in. He worked his whole life for Ford. You started off. You followed in his footsteps. You had a job, good pay, good benefits, good retirement, good pension, your lifetime job. Right? That was true in those sectors. IBM had this reputation. IBM, up to a certain point, had never laid off workers. IBM, and IBM was in Toronto, right? Up at Steeles and other places. IBM had never laid off people up to a point. Things change. Economy changes, right? Then IBM started laying people off. Now there's no lifetime jobs in the private sector, right? Everybody's vulnerable. Then you got to think, how long is my job? Then from the top, they announced, we're having restructuring. New CEO has to prove himself, generate more profits. How do you do that? We have reorganization. We're going to downsize. We're going to lay people off. We're going to lay off high-paid people who have a lot of experience, replace them with less experienced but lower-cost workers. It's called reorganization. Then, how's it work? You walk into work and somebody says, your supervisor says, come with me. We go to this little room and they hand you an envelope. Here's your package. Here's your termination. Turn in your keys. Turn in your ID. Turn in your cards. Security will escort you to your desk. You could take the picture of your wife and kids. Don't turn on any computer. The security will escort you to the door. Goodbye. That's the threat hanging over workers. So there's anxiety. There's anxiety on the job. Then there's anxiety in finance. There's anxiety in housing. There's anxiety. We need a refuge. We need a refuge. We need to find a way. God, I need you. And the first step is recognize, Lord, I do have at least some anxiety. I have some worry. I have some concern. But Lord, I come to you. I come to you. Lord, be my refuge. Be my shelter. Be my security in this matter. God is our refuge. So the psalmist in Psalm 46 says, God is our refuge and strength. He's a present, very present help in time of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. We will not fear though the mountains shake, though the mountains crash into the sea, though the sea roars, when everything falls apart, this writer says, because God is our refuge, we don't fear, even if the whole land, earthquake, the mountains fall in the sea. Though everything shakes, everything is brought down, we don't fear because God is our refuge. Amen. Right? So we need that kind of confidence. You say, yeah, that's a worst case scenario. You're right. The writer is saying, though everything falls down, the whole creation. Sorry. Sorry. To haircut. And though everything falls down, God is our refuge. Amen. Right? God is our refuge. Thank you. My ears. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know, we need that. If we need the assurance, I have God. God is my God. God is my God. I'm in relationship with Him. And God, I'm where I am. I'm doing what I am. And God is in control. So everything falls down. Everything gives way. Yet God is my refuge. If we have that assurance, you know, yes, there may be anxiety, but you have trust. You have trust, and your trust outweighs the anxiety because you feel, I'm here because God wants me here. I'm doing what I feel God wants me to do, right? And I'll be here as long as God wants me here. Amen? That's trust. This psalm emphasizes God's side. God is trustworthy. It's not just saying, so, work up more faith. Try have more trust. It's not saying that. It is saying God is trustworthy. God is reliable. He's our refuge. He's our fortress. He's our high tower. He's our shelter. He's reliable. He's faithful. He's promised and He'll do it. He'll watch over you. God is trustworthy. He's not just saying, believe, believe, believe. You know, there was a movie out a while back, Prince of Egypt. If you remember that movie, it's a cartoon, DreamWorks. Prince of Egypt, based on the story of Moses. There's a song. That song won an award. When you believe, the refrain goes, miracles will happen when you believe, when you believe. Things are possible when you believe, when you believe, when you believe. Miracles will happen when you believe. If you remember that? Listen to that song. That song is typical North American psychology. Why? It never tells you what to believe. It just says, believe. Miracles will happen when you believe. When you believe, things will happen. When you believe, miracles will happen. If you believe. You say, believe what? What am I supposed to believe? The song never tells you what to believe. But that's a typical North American attitude. Just believe. Believe. If you believe in yourself, you can do anything. If you believe in yourself, you can achieve whatever you want. No. It doesn't work like that. And it matters what you believe. People have the attitude, oh, it doesn't matter what you believe, just as long as you believe it, as long as you're sincere. No, the Bible doesn't say that. It matters. You believe the wrong thing, the wrong person, it doesn't work. And it's not adequate to believe in yourself. Right? We had the Invictus Games. Is it good? Yeah. Believe in yourself. You can achieve what you want. It's all about self-fulfillment. Believing in yourself. No, the message in the Bible is not believe in yourself. All things are possible when you believe in yourself. No, God is our refuge. We need a savior. We need an object outside ourselves to believe in. Who's that? That's God. That's God who's the Savior. God who was the Savior of Israel. God who came in Jesus Christ, who's the Savior. There's an object for us to believe in. There's an object for us to trust. It's God. And this God is known in Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. So, I don't just come here and say, oh, I believe. What do you believe? Who do you believe? Who do you believe in? You got to believe in God. God the creator. The God who called Abram, Isaac, Jacob, etc. The God who sent Jesus Christ. It matters who you believe. Amen. Tim Keller said this. The crucial factor, I think we have a quote. Yeah. The crucial factor in faith is not its strength, but its object. The crucial thing, factor in faith is not its strength. It's the object. Who do you believe in? That's what counts. He said this. That's part of a longer quote. The crucial factor in our faith is not its strength, but its object. Imagine you're falling off a cliff. Imagine you're falling off a cliff, and sticking out of the cliff is a branch that's strong enough to hold you. You don't know how strong it is. You're falling over the cliff. Think about Scarborough Bluffs. You're falling over the cliff. Sticking out of the cliff is a branch. You've never been there. You don't know how strong it is. Right? As you fall, you have enough time to grab the branch. How much faith do you have in the branch for it to save you? You don't study the branch. Don't analyze the branch. If you're falling, what do? Grab the branch. That's your response. Right? Faith is I grasp the situation. Faith is, I'm going to do something. That's your faith. Grabbing the branch is your action based on your thinking, response to the situation, right? How much faith do you need to have for the branch to save you? Must you be totally sure that it will save you? No, of course not. You only need enough faith to grab the branch, right? Think about it. You're falling down. Whoa. You don't ask, is the branch strong enough? If there's a branch, grab it. That's your last hope. Otherwise, you're dead. Right? Whether you survive or not depends on how strong is the branch. That's the object. Right? Your faith is realizing I need to respond, do something. Right? Grabbing the branch is the action based on your faith. What determines you whether you're saved is the strength of the branch. It doesn't matter how you feel about what. That's because it's not the quality of your faith that saves you, but the object of your faith. It doesn't matter how you feel about the branch. Do I like it? It doesn't matter. Do I appreciate it? No. All that matters is the branch, and the branch is Jesus. You get it? God's salvation is in Jesus, right? Old Testament is God saving you. New Testament, this God has acted in Jesus. He's the branch for it to save you and I. It's the strength of the branch. Let me assure you, the branch is strong enough. Jesus can save you, and that's not just one time. God in Jesus Christ can be your refuge. Be your refuge through your life. Amen? Grab the branch. Don't analyze. Grab the branch, right? Amen. Praise the Lord. right? God is our refuge and strength. You know, a number of years ago, I used to visit Indonesia for about 5 years, 5 or 6 years. I visited Indonesia for 1 month every year, and it was this time of year, October, I visited Jakarta. There was a Christian training I would help. It was maybe 2003, 2005, somewhere in there. Right after within a few years of 9/11, Indonesia is a Muslim country, majority Muslim country, 90% plus Muslim. You walk around the streets at that time, people are wearing T-shirts with Osama bin Laden. Pictures of Osama bin Laden on the T-shirts. And they're saying, I was there one time, they're saying, we are going to sweep Jakarta of the Westerners. We are going to sweep Jakarta, that's the capital city, of Westerners. That's me, by the way, among others. I got it. Right? Then people said, are you going to leave? I said, no, I'm not going to leave. I'm staying. Why are you staying? I said, I will stay here as long as I feel God wants me to stay. If God wants me to stay, I'll stay. So I stayed. The last day they took me, they have a tower there. We have CN Tower. They have a tower there in the center of Jakarta. You go up for sightseeing. They took me up there before they took me to the airport. I went up there. Of course, there's a lot of people. It's like CN Tower. Hundreds of people. I looked around. There's only one white person. One white person. That's me. Then people, a couple of people came up to me. Can we take our photo with you? I realized, hey, I'm a VIP. But I left that day. Okay. That was my experience of being, you know, why am I saying, yes, is there anxiety? Yes. However, there's trust. Why is there trust? Because we have God. Amen. We have God. God is our God, and God is our refuge. And we should have that realization. Brothers and sisters, right, we have a God who is for us. Yes, there are concerns in our life. We're concerned about our finances, our family, our health. However, we should, right? God is our refuge. And one of these verses Andre read for us talks about God fulfilling his purpose for me. God fulfilling his purpose for me. That's Psalm 57, I think verse 5. We should realize, God, if you are a Christian, you belong to God. God is your refuge. That's his promise, and that's your right. You should tell God, God, I want you to fulfill your purpose for me and your purpose in me. God, I'm here, and God, I'm going to stay here as long as you want me to stay. And I'm going to survive, live in this human life as long as you want me to stay. God, because you're my refuge, you're my strength, you're my shelter. God, I belong to you. God is our refuge. Amen. How about we sing a song? We still got 5 minutes. Sorry, musicians. We still have musicians here? Can we sing that second song? Sorry, I didn't give you warning. Yeah, come, yeah. The second song. Mighty God, I like it. How about we stand up? Sorry, this was not on script. So we're supposed to follow the script here. Let me just pray as they're coming up. We're gonna sing that song. Mighty God, you're my rock and shield.
Psalm 18.
Yeah, Psalm 18. God, we thank you.
Amen.
Lord, for all those who belong to you, we can say, God is our refuge. Lord, you're our refuge. You're our shelter. You're our place of safety.
Amen.
Lord, no matter what happens in this life, Lord, we commit ourselves to you. We're in your hand. We're under your care in every way. Lord, we thank you. You're keeping us. And Lord, you're guarding us, Lord, and we want to line up with you, with what you want to do through us and in our lives. So be with us this coming week, we pray. Even be with us lifelong, we want to say, Lord, you are our refuge, you are our strength. So we don't fear, because God is our fortress. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Okay.